Thank you, Madam Chair. In our mana, in our reo, in our rau rangatira e kone, ko Alex Schroeder toku ingoa no Aotearoa ahau. Tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou katoa. My name is Alex Schroeder and I am the Assistant Ombudsman, Communications, Learning and Accessibility from the New Zealand Ombudsman's Office. The Ombudsman is one of New Zealand's three IMM partners. I would like to echo my colleagues' gratitude to the Chair, committee members, fellow colleagues and civil society participating in New Zealand's periodic review. As our world changes and adapts to different challenges, such as the recent COVID-19 pandemic, New Zealand's government must ensure that disabled people have what they need to live full lives and realise their full suite of human rights as set out in the Disability Convention. Today I wish to draw the committee's attention to the barriers disabled New Zealanders experience in making decisions about their own lives and preserving their integrity. Article 17 of the Convention provides that disabled people are entitled to have their physical and mental integrity respected. They must be treated on an equal basis with all others. Disabled people should be at the centre of all decisions made about their lives and be supported to make decisions about matters that affect their health, well-being and integrity. However, this is not always the reality. Disabled people in New Zealand continue to experience substitute decision-making practices. They continue to experience disproportionately high rates of violence and abuse. They continue to undergo medical procedures without informed consent, including involuntary sterilisation. They continue to experience inequities in life expectancy. People with learning disabilities can expect their lives to be shorter by around 20 years compared to the general population. There has been progress. This includes recognition of some of these issues in action plans and reviews of relevant legislation. This is encouraging. However, for disabled people to have control of their own lives and bodies, supported decision-making should be embraced and enshrined in law. The lack of progress on involuntary sterilisation and other non-therapeutic treatments is particularly concerning. And until prohibitive legislation is enacted, a moratorium on these practices should be put in place. The current state of affairs is not acceptable. It cannot be acceptable, and shows how much work New Zealand needs to do to ensure that disabled people realise their full suite of human rights. As the Minister has said today, strategy without action isn't enough. All New Zealanders, including disabled people in New Zealand, have the right to make decisions on their own lives. The existence of disability should not justify a denial of human rights. Making this a priority is the right thing to do. Thank you, Madam Chair.